Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sport King India Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Darshi Jain. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sport King India Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Munish Awasthi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Sachdev, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Lavlesh Varma, the Company Secretary. A short disclaimer before we start this call: this call will contain some forward-looking statements which may be based upon our belief, opinion, and expectations of the company as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and will involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With that, I would now like to hand over the conference call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdev, the Chief Financial Officer, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. To begin, I will walk you through the company's financial performance for the quarter and half-year ending 30 September 2025. For Q2 FY 2026, Sport King India Limited achieved revenue from operations of INR 627.4 crores, and gross profit stood at INR 1,515.3 crores, with an increase of 4.8% on YoY basis. Gross profit margin stood at 24.1%, expanded by 197 basis points over year-to-year. For the first half of FY 2026, gross profit stood at INR 307.4 crores in H1 FY 2026 from INR 295.9 crores in H1 FY 2025, an increase of 3.9% YoY. Gross profit margins increased by 233 basis points to 25.3%. The gross profit margin expansion was mainly due to the stable raw material prices YoY, enabling optimization of inventory stocking and better purchase management. Operational EBITDA for the Q2 FY 2026 stood at 65.4 crores, as against INR 62.6 crores in Q2 FY 2025, a 4.5% increase on YoY. EBITDA margins was at 10.4%, expanded by 82 basis points on year-to-year. EBITDA for the H1 FY 2026 was INR 134.9 crores, with an EBITDA margin of 11.1%, an increase of 70 basis points YoY. As of Q2 FY 2026, we stand at the capacity utilization of 96%, among the highest in the industry. PAT for the Q2 FY 2026 was INR 28.3 crores. Profit after tax for H1 FY 2026 was INR 62.4 crores, seeing an increase of 5.1% YoY. Profit after tax margin was also 5.1%, experiencing a margin expansion of 53 basis points on a yearly basis. Coming to our export contribution for this quarter, shares of export in the revenue is approximately 334.2 crores, delivering a growth of 11% in export front for the quarter, with the share of export sales rising to 53% in Q2 FY 2026 from 46% in Q2 FY 2025. The export contribution increased from 589.5 crores in H1 FY 2025 to 675.4 crores in H1 FY 2026, an increase of 50% on YoY. Both cotton production and cotton yarn sales remained marginally higher in Q2 FY 2026, coming in 21,294 metric tons and 20,949 metric tons, respectively. Company continues to work on reducing the interest outlay going forward, as short-term borrowing reduced by approximately 50 crores as of date as compared to March 2025. The gross debt equity now stands at 0.48 as opposed to 0.58 as in March. Thank you all. I will hand over the call to Mr. Munish Awasthi, CMD of the company, for his remarks on the results and the outlook.
Thank you, Sandeep. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have an opportunity to go through our investor deck. It's been a tough quarter for the textile industry. Domestic demand was muted because of higher U.S. tariffs and uncertainty about the global macro situation. Export demand held up in the last quarter, but at a cost of lower margins. But still, we maintained our trajectory of margin growth at the gross profit and EBITDA level. On the business front, exports remained buoyant as we experienced relative normalcy returning around the world. There was a welcome step by the government to remove the import duty on cotton, which has been a big relief. As a result of this, Indian prices have also come down, and the disparity between international and Indian prices have significantly lowered. Another positive step by the government was lowering of GST on garments. We are expecting this to give a boost to the demand for garments in the coming future. We can already see the retail sales slightly up in last versus last year at the counter. We see a lot of consolidation happening in the industry as we speak, as many old spinning mills are shutting down and creating a stage for recovery of margins. Okay. So another positive step by the government was the lowering of GST on garments. We are expecting this to give a big boost to the demand for garments in the domestic industry. We see a lot of consolidation happening in industry as we speak, as many old spinning mills are shutting down around the world, and the stage is being set for recovery of margins for the competitive mills once the macro factors get resolved. About the cotton situation in India, this year we are starting with a pretty sizable opening stock, which is putting pressure on cotton prices, which is a big relief for spinning mills. The crop, though there was a lot of rains around, but still, by our estimate, the crop will be lowered by 2 to 3% versus last year. We see the consumption overall in the country going down by 3-4%, and imports being higher by at least 30% versus last year. And we are expecting a good closing stock of about 80 to 85 lakh bales, which will be a historic high barring the COVID year. So grounded in strong fundamentals, a resilient export base, and a commitment to innovation, we are well positioned to capitalize on emerging trends and deliver sustained value to all stakeholders. Now, talking about our capex, we announced capex in Odisha in the last call, and it is going as per schedule. We have got the possession of land, and we have applied for all the requisite permissions, and we expect to break ground in next 30 to 40 days. Our solar capex is also going as per schedule, and we expect to start getting 40 megawatt power from 1st March onwards. With that, I now hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cycle Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, what was the realization decline? Sir, it seems that there has been a realization decline during the quarter because our volumes have gone up, our exports have gone up, but our revenues have declined. Sir, so can you just comment on that, and where do we see our realization for the next half of the year?
So the margins have been under pressure. In last quarter, there was a slight decline of in the realized value. The cotton yarn spreads were down by about 1%, 2 to 3 rupees, and that's why the margins came down. And we had to compromise a little on margins because of the uncertainty regarding the U.S. tariffs and the panic which was set in when once they were there. And so we had to generate sales from somewhere, from exports. Now we see the things have settled down, and with the import duty also going down and the raw material prices also coming down, and now yarn prices are not going down, rather they have, you know, gone up by 1 or 2 rupees in last 15 days. So we expect the margins to be slightly better in this quarter.
So for the whole year, what kind of revenue and margins can we expect considering the improvement we see on the spreads?
So we expect to, the revenue we expect to be the same as it was in this half, in first half. We don't see any incremental revenue coming in because most of our, we are working at full capacity and most of the debottlenecking exercise which we undertook has already taken place. And about the margin, we expect, similar or slightly better margins in the next 6 months.
Got it. Sir, we mentioned that there are a lot of old spinning mills are shutting down in India and globally. So on an average, sir, what is the life of a spindle before it becomes obsolete or the cost of production on that spindle becomes very high? And so if you could just help us understand on that, and maybe over the next 1 or 2 years, how much additional spindle we expect to go out of capacity either in India or globally?
So these are all unofficial numbers. So this is what we have we hear from the market, from the machine manufacturers, and from the people who work, who are agents and all that. In India, in last two and a half years, about 10 million spindles have shut down. Any spindle which is not maintained properly, the maintenance schedule is not being kept, I think the life is around 20 years. And if you, do a proper maintenance and if you keep proper schedules, I think the life of the machine will be 25 years. So anyone who's, not maintained well and who have not been taking care of their machines, I think those units, small units, they are getting shut. And the average size, what we see, is around 10 to 15,000 spindles per mills are getting shut. So this is happening around the world, I think, because of the tough environment for last 2.5 years, the margins have been pretty less. So it has been difficult for those mills to survive. So I think this has put pressure, and we see most of those mills not coming back even when the margins improve. Maybe 20-30% will come back. But we expect this, and we expect anybody who's more than 25 years old shutting down eventually in the next couple of years.
Got it. And so, this 10, sir, what would be the capacity for on a India level? How much would be this 10 million contribute to on a market share basis?
Percentage-wise, I think it will be almost 15%.
Got it. So I wanted to understand, in H2, we have a similar guidance as H1. So with better crop coming in, as well as the imports, import duty gone, don't we think that we could do a better margin than what we did, like 9-10% that we did in H1?
We didn't, the biggest damper right now is the tariffs on India, which are, at 50%. So we are giving this guidance based on, that it remains like that. But if the tariffs go, then things will definitely improve.
Got it. Sir, just a final question from mine, sir. On the Orissa capex, sir, you mentioned last time that Orissa is a cotton surplus state, and so what kind of gross margin improvement can we expect with the additional 40% incremental spindle capacity that we are adding?
So we expect, that Orissa to be more competitive by 4-5% at the EBITDA level.
Got it. Sir, on the fabric scale-up, sir, where are we on that front? And sir, our competitor, Nitin Spinner, sir, they mentioned that for them, the fabric is an 8%-10% higher margin business. Sir, so can we expect that to be for Sportking as well?
Sorry, I didn't get you. We don't make fabrics.
Sir, we are moving into fabric and garmenting, right?
Yeah, but that is not a very significant part of our business, but definitely margins there are definitely better. But that is at a very small scale right now. It would be like 6-7% of our top line once by the end of the year, I think when we own those companies.
Got it. Sir, that was from my end, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dhiraj Shah from RJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I have a couple of questions. So firstly, what is the update in terms of timeline of integration for Marvel Dyers and Shobhagya sales? Could you throw some light on that?
That will be formalized by before the end of the year, this financial year.
Financial year. Okay. All right. And secondly, so how do you see your margin trajectory over the next 12 months, given the scale of CapEx that you're undertaking, and perhaps the higher depreciation and interest cost will continue to weigh down of the bottom line? So in your existing capacities and setup, is there any lever for improving the top line and margin as well? Do you see that?
So top line, we don't see any much improvement other than maybe if the prices go up. So we see a flattish top line for next 12 months, other than any bump up in the price. So, and about margins, yes, we are very hopeful that once these macro the factors play out, like the tariffs and on India, the higher tariffs on India by from U.S. and the FTA is EU FTA, which is also, you know, the deadline is December end. If all these factors play out favorably, we definitely expect them to help, you know, increasing our margins.
Understood, sir. Understood. Also, given quarter three is already halfway completed, so what is your read on domestic and export demand up until now? And have you seen any higher festive spending in this domestic market? If you could throw some light on that.
So demand has been pretty flat, I would say. Like, we generally see a lot of bump up in demand in these times, but the demand has been pretty flat. We see a small bump up in domestic demand in last 15-20 days, which generally happens after Diwali, and we are seeing that play out. But export demand is slightly sluggish than what it was a month back. So I would say on average, the demand is pretty similar to what it was in the last quarter.
Understood, sir. Understood. And finally, how do you see the impact of these tariffs that are imposed on India in terms of demand and competitiveness compared to other Asian peers? If you could shed some light on that. Additionally, how have your discussions with customers evolved over the quarter? If you could help us with that.
So yeah, definitely. You know, this U.S. tariffs have been a big dampener. So most of our big customers in India, they are still, you know, maintaining their order books and by, you know, giving discounts to the customers. But the smaller players are definitely struggling to do that. And we see the, you know, more than demand, it is the sentiment which has been hurt very badly. So we expect, you know, everybody's, you know, keeping their fingers crossed that, you know, these tariffs will go, you know, in very near future. And till then, I think the sentiments are going to be like they are.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you for taking my questions and all the best for the future quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Chirag from 350 Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes, please.
Yes. So sir, yarn sales volume, they increased by 12% year on year and revenue from operation declined by 4%. So can you share some color on the realization trend during the quarter in terms of both, you know, yarn pricing and cotton yarn spreads?
So cotton yarn spread year on year, I think it has gone down by almost 5 rupees or 7 rupees, 7 rupees a kg, and the spread and the overall spread, cotton yarn spread has gone down by about 7 rupees, and overall spread has gone down by about 4 rupees. So there will be some changes in the product mix and all that. So I think all put together, the difference is because of that.
Okay, okay. So sir, sequentially, revenue from operations increased by 7%. Right. So however, the gross profit margins declined. So like, did we see cost pressures despite better realization? How was the dynamics of raw material cost and spreads played out?
So actually, you know, there were a few notable entries which, you know, because of which the profit had come down. One of them was like we had to make a provision for some old insurance loss, which we did in this quarter. So profits were down because of by 5 crores because of that. And then there was some cotton which was sold in the market, so that increased the revenue, but it affected the EBITDA on the operations. So overall, our margins were pretty similar to what it was in last quarter, if you take these two anomalies out.
Okay, okay. So, sir, our interest cost has increased despite fall in the short-term borrowing. So, can you explain on the same? Also, this is a steady state basis. We can expect to continue for the year?
So, yeah, you're right. But that was mainly because of the forex fluctuation. So our actual outflow was less than last quarter. It was about 9 crore. But 3 crore was the forex fluctuation, which was put into this account because of the index entry. So if the forex is stabilized, you know, and it will be the entry will be reversed in the next quarter.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That was from my side, and all the best for the future quarters.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viral Jain from SMG Finance. Before that, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Mr. Jain, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. So a few questions from my side. The first one was regarding the power side. So can you give us more clear picture on the rise of the power cost both year on year and sequentially?
Yes, the power cost, you see, in Punjab we have two benefits. Our power cost is different from October to May. And the prices are different from June to September. So those we pay about, I think 50 paisa, but the overall impact is about 60, about 10% for these two quarters. So main reason for higher power bill, I think, is because of that. The night tariff, which is withdrawn during these times, and peak hour is more because of that power is slightly higher by 7-8% in this quarter. I think we will come back to the normal levels in this quarter.
Okay, that's a great news. And what is the benefit that we are getting in terms of cost saving from both rooftop solar and from SPV?
SPV has not started yet. SPV will start, that power we will start getting from 1st March, as I stated in my opening comments. But the saving from the rooftop, which we already have, is around about 1% of the revenue.
Okay, got it. My next question was, can you share your realization amount and the yarn spread for Q2 FY26 and for the half year?
So the yarn spread, so the cotton yarn spread for this quarter was around about 120 rupees, and vis-à-vis 125 in the last quarter.
Okay, sir. And about the realization amount?
Realization, this is the realization I'm talking about, the spread. You're talking about the price of the yarn?
Yes, sir. Got it.
So it was around two, no, cotton yarn. Cotton yarn was around 272 rupees in this quarter.
22.
It was 277 in last quarter.
Okay, sir. Got it. And my last question was, in terms of GST rate cut on synthetic fiber and man-made fibers, do you see higher share of synthetic fiber for going forward? I understand currently it is mostly cotton dominated.
So mostly this was the rationalization which was, you know, there, the export, the duty on yarn was always around 5% on PC, the polyester cotton yarn. It was just that the polyester fiber was taxed at 18%, which has been rationalized, so which brings down the investment in the polyester fiber. And if you talk about the 100% synthetic, yes, there the cut has been almost from 12, it has come down to 5. So India has been predominantly, mainly, it has been, the growth has been in polyester for last 6, 7 years, 10 years. So we definitely see a bigger, better potential for that industry going forward. So definitely, I think it's a very welcome and positive step, and it is very good for synthetic consumption, boosting synthetic consumption going forward.
Got it, sir. That was really insightful. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Chirag from 350 Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. This is the follow-up question. So, in your share of 330 plus crores of export in this quarter, how much is it to Bangladesh?
I don't have the figure right now, but it should be around 60%.
Okay, so what is the scenario there as of now? Like, do you see higher demand from their given favorable tariff positioning?
Demand from Bangladesh has been pretty good for last 1 year. Every month is almost a record from India. So the demand has been pretty consistent for last 1 year, and we expect the demand to remain same, maybe a little muted going forward for 2-3 months because of the election there. But we see this trend to continue for in the longer term.
Okay, so can you help me understand which quarters do you stock up on the cotton? I assume given Q3 would be quarter of high demand, inventory would have been higher in this quarter. But for September 25, it is similar as compared to March 25.
So this year, the inventory was a little higher than usual because of higher imports, because the government had relaxed the duty on cotton for till December. So some stocking which we generally do in November, December, January, February was preponed because of that. So yes, so that's why the stocks levels are little higher than usual as on March, which are in September.
Okay. Thank you. That was from my side.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Udit Gupta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So I've joined the call late, so maybe this is a repetition. Sir, what is the progress on the fresh capex that we are doing in Odisha, and have we received the clearances for the same?
So yes, it is going up as per schedule. We have already got the possession of the land and partial possession, and we have applied for all the requirements which are needed, regulatory requirements. We have already placed the order for all the machinery to be supplied in by August, September next year. It's in full flow. Like, we are all excited about it, and we hope to break ground once we receive all the clearances in next 30 to 40 days.
And so that plant is expected to commission in September, October 26, or so what is the timeline?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan right now. So once we break the ground and start in earnest, then we can have more tighter deadlines.
And so expected capex remains at 1,000 crores?
Yes, a little less than that, but yeah, in the ballpark.
And sir, any other capex plans apart from this Odisha plant in the current financial year or the next one?
Nothing significant. This is it. There'll be like small changes, small modernization capex, maybe 20-30 crore, which will be happening other than the normal scheduled maintenance. Otherwise, yeah, nothing significant.
Good. And so this the American tariffs, there is some expectation of a trade deal happening very soon. If it does happen with India, is that good for our exports or our domestic? Or so, like, can you give us an idea of how it will be for our company?
So definitely, see, once these tariffs are removed, the whole mood changes. You know, right now, even people who are not, you know, supplying to US, you know, they all expect prices to come down because of, you know, less demand. So it's a vicious circle. You know, once the mood lifts, like when, then everybody, the pipeline which has, you know, totally dried up because of this mood, will definitely start filling up, and which will definitely, you know, give some boost to the margins.
Get your point, sir. And sir, regarding this, the mergers that are happening in the companies, that's on track for March, or sir, by when should that happen?
Yes, for sure. I think we'll end up within this financial year. We'll finish that.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi from Countercycle Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, can you explain the debt repayment plan that we have for maybe next 1 or 2 years?
So I can give you for next 1 year. So we are, you know, we'll be paying around 70 crores of long-term debt, and next 2 years we'll be paying 140 crores. And of course, we'll be assuming new debt because of the capex in Odisha, maybe starting from next September, August September.
And sir, what is the? Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Please go ahead.
We'll be paying off around 140 crores in next 15 to 16 months. Yeah, from the existing, I think about 300 crores.
And sir, what is the debt to equity debt and incremental internal accrual mix that we are planning for the 1000 crore capex in Odisha?
So it's around 300-350 crores of internal accrual which we are planning to employ in this new project, and that will be through debt.
Got it. So that was from mine, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krunal Shah from Enam Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Krunal from Enam Investment. Two questions, sir. One is the import duty relief that the government has given till December. Do you think it will continue beyond that? Or?
So, a very good question. So we are, as an industry, we are, representing the government to, remove it for once, forever. So that, that lobbying is already, going on. But with the government right now, bringing so many fronts, we really don't know. And, there is a 50% chance that it might get extended. And there is another thing that, with the US-India trade deal, might happen, so there might be some exemption from US cotton. So if either of these things happen, we are okay. So we just have to wait till 1st January, for us to know exactly where does the government stand.
Got it. The second question is on this company that we are reverse merging or merging from the group. What would be the revenue like for the half year for FY26 for these companies, revenue and profitability, if you could share?
So last year revenue I can share. Last year revenue was around, I think about 200 crores for both the companies put together. 200 crores
both put together, okay. Okay. And what was the profitability level next?
Profitability was, I think, beta level was around 15% or more maybe.
15. Okay. Got it. And sir, you mentioned that our sales declined because of, higher cotton prices and some impact of tariffs. Could you just explain in terms of tariffs, because you're not exporting directly to US, is it like discounts that we had to give to our customers?
No, we have not given any discount to any customer, but it is just that the margin pressure because of some bad sentiments and people trying to empty the, pipeline. So all that puts pressure on the prices. So the pipeline, which was, let's say, 20 days or 30 days before these tariffs are put, has come down to maybe 10 days. So all that, excessive pressure, tears on to the margins. Once these tariffs go, then it will be a reverse pressure. So there will be some positivity on the margin.
So tariffs not necessarily, but okay. Yeah. And sir, what is our maintenance capex like right now?
There's nothing which has been, so it is, maintenance capex is normal, whatever we have a, maintenance capex, whatever is scheduled is there in the revenue already. So what exactly it is, I think it is around whatever it is in generally in every year, it is the same this year. Okay. I can give you the figures offline, but I don't have it right now.
Sure. And in terms of spreads for H2 or going forward, do you think Q2 is a better benchmark or H1 is a better benchmark?
So typically, H2 is always better for textile industry because of, orders for spring season and, for us, margin-wise, lower tariffs and lower power and better labor availability and everything. So typically, this period is always better for us. But again, this year, because of these tariffs and all, it might play differently. But typically, H2 is always better than H1.
Got it. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the line of participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So thank you, everyone, to be a part of this call. And we expect to do our best to give value to our shareholders with consistent effort on our efficiencies. And wish you all a happy New Year. And thank you.
On behalf of MUFG Intime, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.